USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airbase in Iraq that hosts U.S., Iraqi, and coalition troops was targeted by 10 rockets Wednesday. No casualties were immediately reported, according to Reuters. The source of Tuesday's rocket fire was not immediately known. It should also be noted Pope Francis is planning a historic visit to Iraq for later this week that would make him the first pontiff to ever visit the country. The U.S. Border Patrol is reporting a California highway crash involving human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen people dead Tuesday. The wreck involved an overloaded Ford Expedition that was T-boned by a semi-truck hauling two trailers of gravel near the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials noted that the SUV's back seats had been removed to create more space for the passengers. The crash occurred just east of El Centro, California. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Although the White House denies we have a problem at the U.S.-Mexico border, we have a problem at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR is on the way to the Mojave Desert this weekend. The Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, will be Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy was asked by Motor Racing Network, what is it about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that can make it a challenging track?
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford was asked about the surface of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.